Hi, okay, good evening, everybody. Holy Parshas Ve'era over here. It says the first one is Vaydabakim Moshe Ve'emel Vani Hashem. So the obvious question is, I mean, we have to understand the word Ani Hashem is not like a name, like, you know, my email address, reach me. Ani Hashem has to mean something. I am Hashem is it telling me something about who I am. So the Sfarnu says, Ani Hashem, Mekayim HaMetzius, Lo Mamtzius, Mamtzio Bolvad, Aval Gam Mekayimoy. In other words, when you say the word, I'm the Borei Olam, I'm the creator of the world, so basically I'm speaking about an event that happened, but does not require my ongoing participation. The word Havaya, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is existence. In other words, you can't say, if I am existence, then anything that's not kosher to me now doesn't exist. And therefore, it's a name that describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu's role in the world at any given moment. She'en lo nimtzoi shum yeshus ve'kiyum zolosim asher mishpi aleihem. And nothing has any existence, continuing existence without my will. This is a very fundamental understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the world. Let's give a dogma. It might be a fair enough statement to say, if I got you the job in this company, I can fire you. But it requires an action on my part. It requires that I send you a letter and fire you. Let's say I wake up one morning and I don't want you working in this company anymore. I need to do something. I need to go out. So in other words, you are working this firm now because you're an employee. And it needs me to give you notice and tell you that you're gone. Imagine a different case. Imagine I'm sitting and dreaming that a monster is attacking me. What does it take for the monster not to attack me? As long as I don't continue dreaming about him, let's take a better case. Let's say, imagine I'm daydreaming. For some reason, I'm daydreaming that I'm sitting on a beach someplace enjoying myself. And so what does it take for me? What do I have to do to stop being at the beach? I don't have to do anything. I just have to not do something, not continue. The world exists at any given moment because Hashem wants it to exist now. In other words, so even though it's the same as it was yesterday, but being the same as yesterday means simply it's just like the same thing. If I, let's say, so I'm daydreaming, I'm fantasizing about laying on the beach somewhere now. So the reason why I'm still fantasizing I'm on the beach is because I'm fantasizing now that I'm on the beach. Mashainke, the guy that I've hired for my firm, or let's say same thing, going to the beach. Let's say I actually go to the beach, so I can leave it just like I went there. But I have to do something because once I got there, it may have been my pu'ula to get there, but it needs a pu'ula to get out. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Havaya is a tfisa in the Bria, that the Bria requires HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ongoing ratzon because its existence is only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, the next one is the pirush of the name Shakai. It's interesting because in Parshas Shmos, a lot of Rishayim discussed it with Shemus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is kind of the tail end of it. Mila Shakei Kosha. So this first one is in Eben Ezra. It brings up Psad Yigoyin that says, this is Eben Ezra. Mila Shakei Kosha Vivushi. Vagoyin Oma, this Psad Yigoyin says, Ki Hashin Noisav Kishin She'ata Medabe Imi. So Shakei is She Dai. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't make sense to say asher dai. It would only make sense if dai is a description. I can say Ruvain, who is tall. Ruvain, who knows a lot. You know, the word asher or sher implies something which is a description of somebody. So when I say he, the tall one, I haven't given you a name. I'm describing as I'm saying he who is tall. So if I say Kodesh Baruch Hu, who is Dai, then in Chura, I haven't given it, it's not a name of Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's telling me something about Kodesh Baruch Hu. One. Two. V'anogid Reb Shmuel, Nogid says, B'losha Arvi Al-Kahar, U'pirsh Minatzeach V'takif. Strong, victorious, V'ayud Tachas Ois HaKeifel, K'yud Dalyoy Sakim Mipesach, V'alef Asher Boi Oy, Asher Boz U'Nehorim, U'kemoyhu K'koil Shakai, So he says that the Dalit is like a shodad. In other words, it's a strong word, and it's like you find the yud sometimes replaces a double word, or an aleph. They sometimes like bozun naharim instead of bozun naharim and so on. So it means a very strong, powerful. And it's like the word shodad, which implies somebody who acts with great force and power. Omer Absad Yigoyd, ki techsa milas levadoi, ki la'oma ubishmi Hashem levadonatim. Another point is Gimar Absad Yigoyd, that the sentence here is missing something. Ki ilu oma, he says, he doesn't say ubishmi Hashem loinadatim, because he's answering a question. It does have Hashem's name. But he's saying, "Ubishmi Hashem levadatim." I wasn't known to them exclusively as Havaya. Rak pam bekel shakai pam b'shem Havaya. Ukamoy lefidati lo Yaakov levadu yomot shimcha kim Yisrael mishat avimoy. And that is the halacha that only Yisrael does not have the iser of Avram that you can't call him Avram, you can't call him Yaakov. It means both. So he says, and you don't need that distinction because anyway, there's only one Shem Ha'etzim. Shem Shakai Hu Toar. It's a description. It's one of those names that are descriptions like Rachel Mechanan. Vashem Ha'nichbod Havaya is Pam Shem Etzim, Pam Shem Toar, Kasha Pirashti. He does a long arichus on the difference in Shem Hashem and the Shem Etzim and so on, and the other in Shmois, so they will get to it. They knew the name of Hashem as such. They didn't understand what it's coming to describe. They didn't see it in action. Which is kind of in line with a lot of other pirushim that they didn't see Shem Hashem played out. They knew that there's a Shem Havaya, and they knew that the halachas of a Shem Havaya, but they didn't live with the Shem Havaya. That's a side point. The Barbanel, the next piece, is going to get back to the Iker point of what does Shakai mean, and going to give his pirush. And he argued, V'nisha lefarash mayin Shem Shakai. So the Barbanel says, we'll try to explain what Shakai is. Okvar re'isa divar Avin Ezra shebarach pirush agon shepirush Shakai sham lolomer dai. In other words, when he says the yud replaces a double letter, it's like shodad. Both of them are basically strong words of depicting somebody who's very strong and so on. He says, but a second look, I don't like it. It's not emes. Why? It's true that HaKadosh Baruch Hu overrides all Marachos Elyonos. Hine ein royu sheikor shoydei d'mishadet Shedig means a ganif. Mesharid means a ganif. Vikiinya shedu gazlin ma'aval v'choymitz. Kamoy b'sholem shedad yivaeno. Yishloyo holom l'shedidim. Ganom bolochem shedid laila. Ve'echi shana koza shem anichpot b'tur megunash gazeh. To call a kashbocho ganif a gazlin, even though it means that there's a pshatl to say it means that he's as strong as a gazlin, overrides the dam and that, it's still, it's not the right word. It's just like you wouldn't call a policeman an attacker. Yes, he attacks people, but it's not the right word to use. Gam natzeach en rosh rosh etbar. Kein eloichem shem birya. Natzeach means we have a struggle. So when you say a Kadosh Baruch Hu is the best, is the champion fighter, that's not a shvach Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's not a torf Kadosh Baruch Hu. What are you talking about? V'loy echad mi bri Yosef oise ima mulchama, l'shem lo natzeach. No one, it's not a mulchama. So you could talk about positive terms, shalit, manig, moishel. You can't talk about negative terms. So he doesn't like the Avnezes Pshat for that reason. Avul, labar masla, mitzah inyin hu, mashepirish by going of Psadi. He's going back to Psadi, he's going of Shakai. Shepir Shakai mishom lelo medai. He said, you're going to ask me, how does the word shin, which is it means that is, it describing an adjective, how does it fit in? You see that in Shem Hashem Gufa, Eke is one of Shemes. You have Eke Asher Eke. Koch Hakel Shakai Nesra Shem Hakel Shin Shakai. So basically, we're saying Hakel Shakai. Vinyonei Ki Ilu Oma Hakel Asher Oma Dai. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu that said Dai. Ve'inyan Zeh Shehine Mashe Yoyre He Yoyser Lo Niva Berotzen Roitze Ve'Kavonas Mechavin. So he says as follows. When we take a look in the world and we want to see Maisei Hashem, you see the Maisei Hashem in the limits as much as you see it in what exists positively. For instance, let's take a marshal. Imagine something is cooking on my stove, and I ask somebody who put it up, who's cooking it, and the person say, well, I'll tell you what happened. There was an empty pot on the stove, and stuff fell out from the closet into it. And this is what you have. So one of the proofs against it, if in fact it didn't happen, is that I'm going to find things that are only there b'tzimtzum. So the salt, there's only a pinch of salt. Sugar, there's 4 tablespoons. Flour, there's a lot. Whatever. So the quantification and the clear limits is part of what tells me that this is not an accident. In an accident, things don't have limits. So how much would fall down if a sack falls down? All of it would fall in, or close to all of it. The fact that you were mitzamtzim in only a small amount of this, a small amount of that, and a very measured amount of that, that gives me a very clear indication of the Bria. It's very interesting. When people look around at the Bria and they want to use it to the head of Rabbi Shalom, so one way is, where did everything come from? Where does rocks come from, stones come from, light, energy, etc., 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 etc.? There's another way. Everything in the world, the marshal, at the earth would have been a few percentage points closer to the sun or further to the sun, we wouldn't be here. If water would freeze a little at a higher temperature, a lower temperature, there are many, many constants in the Bria that have to fit very, very carefully. The arrangements of the different planets. I mean, gravity means that everything in the world is tolling each other. If there would be one mess up and something would be a little closer, a little further, it would either fall into the sun or fly away from the sun. To keep everything in orbit requires a very, very specific orbit. That's one of the reasons why satellites, a big chachma, one of the biggest chachma satellites is to plan an orbit so it's going at the exact height and speed, which means it's constantly falling towards the Earth and never reaching it. That's really what's happening. That requires a very big tzimtzum. It requires things to be very exact. And that is as strong a raya, not strong a raya, than the etzem metzias of things. So the precision of the limits of the Bria, that things have clear gvulos, is as significant, if not more, demonstration of metzias habayrim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Dai, he says, Hushir ha'olam v'shur ha'shorai kachoveyem u'mispar yasich l'nadol ma'ashores sh'loi hoysa g'bola shor mispar l'nadol v'tzayim mispar. If things would be left by themselves, it doesn't have a specific number. It's only because you have limits and you have a very clear gedorim, how much. It's just like L'marshal, when if animals produce in the wild, they don't have any limits except for when something else limits them. So too many, there's not enough food to go around and so on, but they just keep growing. When a person is managing, he says, these are the amount of cows I'm going to have, these amount of chickens, this is the amount that's profitable to have, not more, not less. If we ask ourselves, why do we have only X amount of planets, stars, whatever it is, the answer can't be because we just didn't have enough rocks to go around. They weren't created from something where you could say, okay, they ran out of cement when they're making these rocks and this is all they came up with. And had we not run out of material, we could have just kept making bigger and more planets. So, and translating this in another language, it means that the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chesed is infinite, and it's chesed in itself is infinite. And there's no end to it. It's limited by a different mida. We have midas hadin, which stands in opposition to it, so to speak, and balance to it. That kicks in and says, okay, ad kan, and that's it. Like L'marshal, like you have a water tank that it gets up to a certain point, and then a flap comes down and closes the thing. So it's two separate mechanisms. Mitzad, the flow of the water, could flow forever. Mitzad, the mechanism that kicks in and says, once the tank is up to here, it's closing off, that's when it closes off. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in this mid of Dai. This is another pshat, very different, but he says it's a very nachum pshat, and we'll explain it. The Rambam defines HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we ask ourselves, this is one of the very important yesodos, but people ask, who do we believe in? Hashem. So the Muslims don't have a good amunah because they believe in Allah. We have a good amunah because we believe in Hashem. And the Christians have a terrible amunah because they believe in Yeshua, whatever it is. The word doesn't mean anything. The word Allah could perfectly well mean our God. It really, really depends on how we describe him. What are we talking about? Not what his name is. What are we talking about? If the description of somebody who uses the English word God fits the description of the Ribbono Shel Olam the way we understand it in Hebrew, then it's fine. It doesn't make a difference the name you use. So let's understand a little bit about this. What's the core description of Hashem? So the Rambam says a primary being, a Kadmon, who needs not anything else for his existence. That's almost a corollary of a prime being. I mean, that's what it means to be prime, is that it has no, you know, there's nobody else that's needed for it. And b'meila, it is the entity that doesn't require anything else to exist. And anything else that exists only because of him. So that second part is like what we spoke about in the beginning, the Sfarno. But the part that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is self-sufficient in his existence, it means his existence does not depend on anything outside of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'meila, there's nothing in the world that can stop his existence. Because if you're not getting your water from any of the pipes, and you don't need the pipes, so closing the pipes is not going to harm you. That's the core description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says. So the word Dai is a name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that means the one who is self-sufficient. As opposed to everything else in the Bria, we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be our cause, both our primary cause for coming to existence and our cause for continued existence. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not need that. And therefore, he is Dai, he's self-sufficient, so to speak. This idea, by the way, the Ramchal uses it to explain the concept of Bechira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to earn our own way. So what he did was, by giving us Bechira, it means we create our Ruach Nisig HaMetzias. That's a self-sufficiency of Ruach Nisig existence. That's what it means. The Maral has arichas on the concept of istapus b'muad. Not so much istapus b'muad, but somebody who's not zokuk to other people. So Pashas, when we learn like istapus b'muad, we take it to mean like the fact that the person sort of is withdrawn from Gashmias as being important. He's not Nechshol in Gzela. The Maral explains it in a much deeper oifen. He says a Bria that is self-sufficient is similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So anything that I really need for my existence is mine. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put me in the Bria, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zan, you know, for everything from Karnei Reim to Beit Zekina. So that means me and the food that I really need for my sustenance and existence is me. And therefore, I am like HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol in that way. Everything I find is, I find my Metzias. Anything that's outside of my Metzias, even if I want it, crave it, or whatever it is, I don't want to crave it because I want to be me self-sufficient. When you niska, let's say I take more than I need from the Bria, so I'm dependent on other things, then I stop being self-sufficient and I stop and then I become totally in something else. In as much as I am totally in something else, I am no longer have this mila of being like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's more or less what the Maral says. Let's see the next pieces over here. Also, it's a bit late, but I still want to get there. I want to at least finish this. The Avinezer says, "V'ata galach next page, k'tzas soyit shel kel shakai." Yodanu kashem boragimo lomeshe skarti. Veholom a shuffle kavakoyach molamatichen. Kol echod mea protik vimarech zolion. So there are three worlds, and each world takes from the one above it. Kefi, as is on this, you know, as is described in that mahalach, as he ubavur kinishma sodom gavoya malamatsami, or I'm sorry. A person's neshama is between the olam emtzoi and the highest world. Im hoisa nefesh chachama bikire maisa Hashem shem b'loy emtzoi v'adei emtzoi v'nichot ha'evzoi ma'ashofel v'espoilo l'davka shem nechbot. So if a person leaves this world in terms emotionally, consciously, etc., and he's in the higher world, says and is misdabik to be misdabed. If even if it's been declared that it's going to something bad is going to happen a certain day, Hashem that's the famous Gemara of Akash Bratol Avram Tzevitz Agnish Lacha. The Korm is Atam Emazli Israel. Why do I have a Pashki Sisa? Okay, Om Hashem Lavram Koydeva Arba Zarecha Anikel Shakai. Shepirush, Menatzeh Hamar Zal Yonis, Loisha Marechas Tishachis. It doesn't mean that he will destroy the tie of flow of nature or whatever it is that's, you know, Din and Mishpat. Some is mistabik in a Kadosh Baruch Hu can get something that's not designated. So this is so it is said by many in different words. The Rambam, I bet, quotes Nefesh HaChaim, but you know, when you dub in Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's the Gemara Chanina Bedoisa. Basically, it means as follows: the reality we live in is the reality that affects us. If a person lives in a world where there's natural cause and effect, then natural cause and effect are his world. If a person lives beyond it, so he's in a different world. And the reality of that world applies to him. And if he lives be'emes above that ma'arechas of nature, then that's what applies. The problem is, it has to be genuine. It can't be that a person's playing a game. It's not just that when something bad happens, you scream out, trying to tell us, it's only a kachbach and Hashem levadei, and Hashem levadei, Hashem levadei. It has to be something where this is where he's holding. This is his life. And if he feels it that way, if he sees that way, then he has a very different perspective. So let's give a mashal. A person is normally very affected by other people's responses. So if I go to somebody and I say, could I borrow something from you? Could I ask you for something? And the person screams and yells at me, you know, whatever, so on. I become a little bit taken aback, and I become offended, embarrassed, whatever. And, you know, that's how I respond to it, because I'm affected by it. Let's say I live in a world of negotiators, where this is typical stuff. The guy says, you're crazy, you're off your rocket, this thing's not even worth a penny of it. This is the worst offer I ever heard. That is that. And I know it's just a game. This is the language. I'm not fazed by it because I'm living different. In my reality, all these statements are just kind of statements to throw out to start the process, to hide behind, whatever it is. But once I'm privy to that, but that has to be the world I live in. So to prave inad mulvadi, when you're just a normal guy who does worry about his own world and it's a selective usage of it, then so I'm jealous of Ruvain because he has a nicer car than me. I'm upset at Shimon because he didn't give me the job I wanted. I have a medical issue and I'm in the middle of finding the biggest, best, most extraordinary surgeon that ever lived from the time of Mr. Shalom till today. So I'm not living with that reality. I'm not living in a reality. So punkt. And this thing, that's not right. This is the strata of reality that you live in. That's what it means. And therefore he says, and that's why, like Reb Chanina Bedoisa, he lived it that way. everything was not natural. The fact that, you know, whichever way it came to him, he was dealing with the world. So far, if you're holding that world, that's what it is. So he says, the Avinezer says that this means, Shakai means that the Darga of a Kodesh Baruch Hu is above that Darga. This world is run by a Mahalach of Itzdagninus, of Teva, and so on. But there's a Darga that Shaykh to this world beyond it, if we're Shaykh to it. Behine says, Avis Loigim Elson Dachtu Vashem Kimoisha. They weren't in that Madrega. Ashe Yoda Hashem Ponim Biponim. Al Kain Hoyeyochel Moisha Shanes told us Oilam Ashafel. Ochacha Yisem Moifsim. Shriach Lovitz Chacham. He could do it. Behine Moisha Mashay Dvar. Ha'echad Loma Zesh Lachtoni. Vashene Vatzelo Tzalte Samecho. Beheshev Al-Achron Atu Zesh Estapar. Vishom Vayim Vani Hashem. Vatam. By the way, the word Vatam in Devin Ezra, in Ramban also, doesn't mean the reason. I've heard people translate it. Atam is like Taimi Amikra. It's the way in which you in other words, the meaning behind the Pasuk, sort of the flavor of the Pasuk, the way to read the Pasuk, the way to pass the Pasuk. Kadeh Oves Noida Shmi Shurkel Shakai, Val Yotcha Yevodesh Shmi Hashem Nechbet Ba'olam, Kasher Omar Lachin Emel Yisrael Ni Hashem, V'nishachtichol V'yazeh Hashem. Okay. Then, V'achochem Avram Pirish, now this is Ramban here. V'achochem Avram Pirish ki beiz b'kel shakai moshechas, v'shur v'el avis b'kel shakai v'shesh on datem, v'yin ha'kosev k'nir lo avis b'shem azeh sh'matzeh ma'achah shamayim, as in the Siddur of Shazbad Minir Olam. So Kel Shakai is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that overcomes, so that means we're still in the arena of the Teva, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu overcomes it as opposed to Shmi Hashem, which is beyond it. Berav paris mimavis mochamiat cherev elosem oishe bechor v'altoiv v'im kechol ha'yudin shebetoiv v'rochs v'kvolos k'litova l'odom teiva b'schar mitzvah eroba in shaveh rak ma'isa nes. So he says, this is a famous Ramban, it's quoted somewhere else. Ramban says, this level of HaKadosh Baruch Hu helping you despite nature means we live in a natural world. And the level of nes is hidden. So the fact that I was a very good person and did good things, and now the crops are growing nicely, that's really a hidden nes. If we were to go strictly with nature, no matter how long much mana S is or how many blood I chazed, it's not going to help. The schar of everything in this world is a nes, but nista. So if I sat and learned shtag this year, we get a lot of rain. So it's a nes because there's no relationship betzim, but it's nista because there's nothing I can pinpoint and say this is extraordinary. Some years it rains, so it doesn't rain. So he says an incredible point here. Avan says the schar in Olam Haba is quote unquote natural. It means that a neshama is of a different world. What it's doing here, anyone's guess? And then comes to Olam Haba, it naturally finds its tainug or whatever it did to grow in this world. So the Torah doesn't have to say anything about it. It's not a chiddush, like not describing the physical facts of this world is not a chiddush. That in this world there's a correlation between moral good and bad and success, that's a chiddush. So the others saw me in that way. This name that transcends it all. The Hineshem Oisek Kol, with Sotku Poldive, the Avenezer Ben Yazeh. In other words, yes, Kel Shakai is the name of Hashem that overpowers the Teva. So overpowering the Teva means we're still dealing with the world of Teva, except that HaKadosh Baruch Hu overpowers it. That's the Darga of us came to. Moshe Rabbeinu came to a Darga of beyond. We're in a world that's past where Mazalos are, and it's therefore Mazalos are irrelevant. It's not that they need to be dealt with, overcome with, they're simply irrelevant. One more piece, that's his furnace that we're holding by you. Bekel Shakai, Hamoira Shem Tseisi Es HaMetzius Kuloi, Kimivua Bepash Lech Lecha. Kel Shakai shows that I brought everything into being. Ushmi Hashem dat them Beis Bekel Shakai Dem Shech Zatevas Ushmi. Oma Ubeshmi Hashem Ledat Elohem. In other words, I didn't come to them as Hashem, in the guise of Hashem. Not I didn't tell them the literal, you know, that I've got a name, Hashem. But Oisa Amara V'leshenisi Badam Shum Teva M'tiva Abel Tevsarim. I didn't change any Teva. L'chein Rosh Adia Zelazarom V'kiv Zem Avoysam Man Heikim Oisli Asamli La'am L'chein Yagolo. Okay. So, you know, it's basically Moshe Rabbeinu's Mechad is something I've never heard from. Any questions, any points, anybody, whatever? Okay, so we'll hold it here. Next week, so I'm going to, Yeshiva is having a Shabbos in Olney, which is close to here. I believe I'll have internet access without problems for Shir. It should be okay, no problems. But they're just saying there's a slight chance there might be some issue. Pashas, I should be able to do it without any.